Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity of being here on this conference. This afternoon, I will be talking about the effects on germination of seeds subjected to mechanical and chemical damage caused by ruminant digestion. This was a unique experience for myself because I was doing to do research as an undergrad. And also, I connect with people from Brazil and France, myself from Argentina, that is the reason of the accent. As you know, weeds are a problematic issue. They compete for the resources of the crops. Also, they can create toxicity to the animals. They can cause allelopathic effects on the crop, and the weed pressure can reduce the yield. Also, another reason of this research was to understand better the interaction between animal, plant, and environment, and to give farmers a tool to take better decisions. We work with 8 problematic weeds from North Carolina. 7 of them, they were included on the program called Web Hats, developed by the people of Weed Science from NC State. And the other weed that we choose was black locust, that is the seed itself, it's toxic for the plant. Our objectives were to replicate real field results within a lab setting, analyze how seed viability and biology is affected with a ruminant digestion model using a forage system, and also understand the interaction between livestock and potential seed dispersal. To design the ruminant mastication, the scientist called Bohm from Germany was our starting point, and he said that mastication is not a factor of strength, and also that the rotary movement is what caused the grinding. So what he did, he built a chin simulator that consists on an iron bar T-shaped that was impacting on a plastic lid that was attached through a nail to a wood chip that was the nail represents the teeth of the cow. The plastic lid and the iron bar fit perfectly, and every time that he impacted, he had a rotary movement of 90 degrees, causing the grinding. Then the next scientist that worked with this was a Brazilian guy called Deminitis in 2012, and he added what Bohm said, a rubber band attached to the nail and the lid, to the nail that connects the lid and the wood tip, resembling the gum of the cow. Our idea was that when the cow chews, it doesn't destroy everything, so we increase the area of the lid, and we wanted to improve the gum. So what we did was to use a Velcro system attached on the bottom of the stick. Then every time that we strike on the plastic lid, we had a 90 degrees rotation, and our chewing stick was 100 centimeters long with a handle of 50 centimeters. On the top left, you can see the Velcro bottom. Down there, you can see the 12 fescue with eastern grama grass, that is a classic situation in North Carolina. Our twin simulator was a T-bar shaped 100 centimeters long with a handlebar of 50 centimeters. The Velcro bottom, I already said, is resembling the gum of the animal, with a diameter of 2 centimeters. The PVC pipe measures had an external diameter of 4 centimeters, the internal was of 3.8 centimeters, the height 5.7, and the internal height 5 centimeters, with a screw resembling the teeth of the animal. Once we had the chewing simulator, what we did was collecting the seeds. So we went to Clayton, North Carolina. We hand harvested the seeds and from a loamy sand soil. With the seeds, what we did, we have to clean them, and we want to make sure that we were working with the best fraction of seeds, those that they have completed their cycle. So we segregate them through an air fraction separator to work with the heaviest fraction. The germination stage was done after all the treatments. we put the seeds on a controlled environment on petri dishes with germination paper and 10 millimeters of dewater under own cardinal temperature. The cardinal temperature is that one which the species will germinate better. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture give us a hand receiving all the samples of seeds to check purity, viability, dormancy hard seeds, and tetrazonium test. Remember that tetrazonium test is a technique developed to see if the seeds are alive or no. These results were used to estimate the percentages of germination, dormancy, and seed viability. Our ruminant seed methods consist on a fiber, on the method of fiber of a fiber bag. So what we did, we placed the seeds, we sealed them, and we put them into the tube, and then they were placed for 48 hours on the rumen of the cow. Well, we had four treatments: the control to see if the seeds will germinate, then we have the mastication, recreating the physical damage, then the rumen representing the chemical damage, and then we have mastication plus rumen. Our experimental design, the control had 60 seeds that they were placed in the germinator, and each which species had 45 seeds with 4 repetitions each species. The results and discussions, all the data was run through the least significant difference with a confidence level of 95%. Besides having the, despite having the ideal conditions, Johnson grass and sickle pod didn't germinate. So in the case of Johnson grass, we can explain this because they have a hoe that inhibits the germination. And on the other hand, sickle pod has a really thick tegument, so it's really hard for the seeds to germinate. For the mastication treatment, we were trying to represent the physical damage, and we can see an increasement of 4 species on the germination. I forget to say that on the top row we have the each treatment, the percentages of germination, and on the left side we have the species. So on Johnson grass, as I already said, we have the hole that inhibits lamb's quarter and sickle pod that have a really thick tegument. And the last one is black locust that has an impermeable coat that the mastication treatment helped to increase the germination. The next treatment was the rumen. As you can see, we had an increase of germination on 3 of the species: Johnson grass, sickle pod, and black locust. Here, the condition of the rumen helped to increase the germination. We had a pH of 6.76 and a temperature of 23 degrees. Sickle pod had a really thick tegument. Johnson grass, I already explained it, the problem of the coat, and black locust has an impermeable coat. Then here we have the treatment, mastication plus rumen treatment. And we had an increase of germination on 3 species: lamb's quarter, sickle pod, and black locust. We can explain this, as I already said, lamb's quarter and sickle pod had a really thick tegument. So this treatment, that was the most intense, helped to germinate. And black locust, that has an impermeable coat, was show an increase of germination. Here we have the discussion. First of all, like, the seeds need to be selected to be able to submit it to this process. Then the chewing of the seeds can break the seeds into small pieces. The behavior of the cow on the part of chewing is really hard to be accurate on the representation. It's erratic. Also, we have had mastication without seed damage. Another factors like diet, density, shape of the density are primarily determining the results, and seed coat hardness will determine also the results on different treatments. I would like to say thank you for Dr. Snyder, the seed team, Guy and Claire, Anthea Saez, the Harvard team, Brenda Penny, the people from Animal Science learning us using the cow, Dr. Wes Everman from Wheat Science, and NC State for funding her research. Here we have the reference. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
It looked like the mastication remnant treatment reduced germination of certain weeds.
Right.
Is there anything you want to comment about that? About how that might be useful?
That depending on the, I read a paper that depending on the qualities of the seed, that the seed can be destroyed, right? And also help it if the seed is not hard, as in the case of black locusts, this will show like a destroy of the seed. When we took it out of the rumen, some of the seeds were totally soft, so this might help for the farmers to understand that the physiology of the seeds will give them a hand at the moment of planting and taking better decisions, so they don't create future problems with the seeds. So that. Yes. Yes, especially with the Johnson grass, but lance quarter, and they show an increase of germination. So for the case of lance quarter, this was correlated. Another, yes? I think it's representative, like, because we can see on the results that the seeds were scarificated, and also we saw that some of the seeds were destroyed. So according to my observation and my other colleagues that work with me, I would say that it's like, I wouldn't say highly, but it's representative. So out of 5, maybe 3.5, 4. But even though representing the chewing part of the animal is pretty erratic, and we need to understand like the factors that help the animal choose that species, that seed. So, another question? Thank you.